Welcome to a special COVID-19 edition of Focus Richmond, brought to you by VCU Health. I'm Laurie Kelly. The spread of COVID-19 is a rapidly evolving situation impacting all of our lives, and especially our hospitals. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Stephen Miller, Director of Emergency Preparedness for the Emergency Department at VCU Health, about emergency department safety and what you need to know about coming to the ER during COVID-19. Dr. Miller, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Good to be here.
Let's start with the basics. When should someone come to the emergency department, and is it safe for them?
It is absolutely safe. What we've done here at VCU is, no matter if you're coming through the emergency department or coming through the front doors, you'll be met by somebody that'll quickly kind of screen you for concerns of COVID-19. More than likely, you're going to be asked to wear a mask. And really, the reason behind that is to just take precautions for yourself and for others. When you come through the emergency department, we'll all be wearing masks ourselves. Once we get you in back in the room, we'll do an evaluation for you. Anybody that has concerning symptoms for COVID-19, we have an area in the emergency department that's kind of isolated, so that anybody coming in feels nice and safe in our environment.
What are some examples? Like, what are things that, yes, you should definitely visit the emergency department for?
We want people to come in anytime they think that they're having any type of serious emergency concern. Say you got into an accident or you had a cut on yourself. The bleeding was not easily controlled or seemed to be a large cut that you had concern about. Things if you had weakness or new onset of numbness that was outside of your norm, particularly if it's on one side of your body. Things like chest pain that starts in the middle of your chest and kind of radiates, that is outside of your normal or feels different and new to you. Just when you were sitting there feeling short of breath, or something that was going to make you feel passed out, that would be a concern that you'd want to get checked out and come to the emergency department.
What if something happens and you aren't sure if it constitutes a medical emergency? What should you do?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the always is to try to get a little bit more information. And the point of contact I always suggest to people is to call their doctor's office. Doctor's offices usually do a great job of having a 24-hour kind of hotline or somebody on call that can answer some of those questions. Usually at the end of that, it's if things are continuing to get worse or there's really any concern, then come on into the emergency department. We can see you, take care of you, and get you checked out.
Thank you, Dr. Miller.
Thank you so much. We are definitely open. We want to keep people safe, and we're ready to see you and get you treated.
Join us again every Tuesday and Thursday just after 10 a.m. for Focus Richmond COVID-19 updates with VCU Health. To learn more, please visit vcuhealth.org/COVID-19.